Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning. Another fabulous summer day. Got a lot to get through today. Hopefully, we can do it all. I do want to start out with my sponsor this half hour is Max Marina in beautiful Whitmore Lake. MACSmarina.com. That's the website. Call any of the guys, 734-449-4706. Now, Max Marina is the only full-service marina on Whitmore Lake, and if you don't own a boat and you want to get out on a boat, you can rent boats there. If you do have a boat, make sure you try dipping into Whitmore Lake occasionally this summer. The water is a very comfortable temperature. It's a great place to come visit. Spend a few bucks in my hometown of Whitmore Lake. But Max Marina is a great marina. They have beer and wine available. There's a gas station across the street. They have an ice cream and a little restaurant right there. So a great place to either rent a boat or get your boat repaired or rent a slip if you get there early enough in the season. I think they're all booked up right now. You got to call early if you want to get a dock slip at Max Marina. But a great marina to go to and great repairs. I get my boat service there every year. So a great place, 734-449-4706. Now, welcome to the Daily Drift. I thank you for tuning in this morning. You can reach me, Gary, at thedailydrift.com. If you want to send me your comments anytime, day, night, any 7 days a week, I will respond to you as quickly as I get it. If you want to call in this morning, 734-822-1600. What we do on the show is go over the week's news, and every day I put on the Daily Drift, there's a link at currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com, and I peruse the internet for news that you're not getting on your channels 247, Fox, MSNBC, any of those stations. So you want to go to the Daily Drift and stay informed because there's plenty of information locally, statewide, and nationally that you don't get when you watch mainstream media. So it's the same thing that we do on this radio station. I mean, every station, every show on this station is designed to bring you information that you're probably not getting, but it's information that you need, especially in a crucial election year like this. So feel free to contact me at any time, Gary at thedailydrift.com. If you want to advertise on the show, you can also reach me and get a hold of me, and I'll work something out for you. This morning, we're going to have a phone call coming in from one of my favorite writers at the Michigan Capital Confidential. And if you're not following Michigan CapCon, you need to. I have all the links on currentonline.com's Daily Drift. And these guys are a neutral public policy center. It's Mackinac Center for Public Policy runs Michigan CapCon. And Jarrett Skorup is going to be calling in. He had a nice opinion piece in Michigan CapCon this week. And these guys have been covering what we call the union amendment for that'll be a ballot proposal this year for on our November election. And what they want to do is enshrine union forcing people into the unions, into the Michigan Constitution. Now, you want to talk about special interest being jabbed into the Constitution. It's outrageous. If you go to MichiganCapitalConfidential.com, you'll see a little tracker, and the union is literally sucking, so far it's like $31 million out of home health care workers' paychecks for the union. They don't do anything for them. Most of these people never joined the union, didn't want to join the union, knew nothing about it. And yet, Jennifer Granholm put into place with SEIU, which is Service Employees International Union, a plan to make these people union members. Even though they're independent contractors, they are not working for any one employer. They work for themselves. And yet, the scam of government put this scheme into place to suck money out of their paychecks. And when they do that, these home health care workers have to actually charge a little more for their services, which affects the people they help. These are people with disabilities, people with autism, people with paralysis, people who have been in major accidents. And a lot of times, this is family members. So you may be caring for an infirmed family member, getting paid through insurance or through Medicaid, and some of that money is getting sucked out of your paycheck to go to the union. It's outrageous. Everybody should be up in arms about this. Now, enough stupid people signed the ballot proposal to get it on this year's ballot. And that's because of the smoke and mirrors the union used. They're saying it's all about having quality care for people. It's not about quality care. They have a list of about 900, but about 60,000 people, I think, it got sucked into this program. So it's not about quality care for anybody. How are you going to worry about quality care when you're caring for your own son or daughter or mother or father? It's a disgrace that a union would go to this extent to fatten their pockets, because that's what's happening. They're fattening their pockets at the expense of disabled people, at the expense of the people who care for those disabled people. This is one you have to pay attention to. Michigan Capital Confidential has been on top of this. Make sure you check them out. You can link right through us to their website or go to MichiganCapitalConfidential.com. You want to talk about a plethora of information that you need to know about for this statewide election. If you're making any decisions in November, you need to pay attention to these guys. They are giving you good, solid, common sense advice. That's, you know about me. I'm all about common sense. And if you want to stay informed, you need to make sure you're going to Michigan Capital Confidential. Anything going on in Lansing, these guys are on top of, and you really need to pay attention to them. So again, go to the Daily Drift. Look at these stories that I'm talking to you about. Now, Jack Spencer is also one of the writers at Michigan Capital Confidential, and he has been more than helpful in putting information on the website to let people know about it. Service Employees International would get millions in cash, but the people it represents wouldn't get state employee benefits if this constitutional amendment the union is pushing is passed by voters in November. The ugly truth, says Jack, for tens of thousands of people who have been roped into becoming members of the SIU, it's thanks to Home Healthcare's DoSkim, which has netted now more than $31 million. And you can see this. It's ticking right now. Now, the legislature passed a law to stop it. The governor signed it. And the attorney general wanted it stopped as well. And yet, SEIU took the state of Michigan to court to say, no, you're going to continue to pay this union the money. This is outrageous. You want to talk about convoluting our government system, it's abuse of the highest order. Language in the ballot proposal promoted by the union is to keep the scheme going paints a clear picture of what it's all about, getting dues money from vulnerable disabled Michigan residents who are participants in the home help program, while excluding the workers it's supposed to represent from getting the same benefits of state that state employees enjoy. Now, how unbelievable is it that they can continue to do this? Representative Greg McMaster, a Republican out of Cowayden County, I think that's northern Michigan, and he's vice chair of the House Appropriations Human Service Subcommittee, says SEIU has been exploiting this home help program and is trying now to exploit the entire state constitution. What this will do is allow them to do this to other segments of the economy, force more people, more independent contractors into the unions, giving them more money and helping them elect more representatives and state senators who will help the unions even more. It's a vicious cycle that's just killing this state. McMaster is flatly against the proposal. No one should be trying to benefit from other people's poor health, says McMaster. And that's what they've been doing. The Home Help program gives elderly patients and others suffering from those ailments that we talked about. Oh, we've got a phone call coming in, and that's going to be Jarrett right now. But you got to pay attention to this because it's just an outrage. And when you're voting this November, make sure you do not pass this ballot. You got to watch the wording, too. I'm going to have a group of guys come on prior to the election, and we're going to explain this in detail. Maybe we'll get a round table on that. But this is one you really have to watch and one you have to take care of. We've got Jarrett with us on line one. Jarrett, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for getting up so early to be with us this morning.
No problem.
All right, so you had a great little article talking about this ballot proposal. Can you tell us a little more in depth of what the proposal itself says and what people should be reading into it or not reading into it when they read this at the on the ballot?
Sure, yeah. Mine was on the SEIU ballot proposal. They're trying to lock in home health care, what we're calling a DUE scheme at the Maximum Center of Michigan Capital Confidential. The way it will be on the ballot is Michigan Quality Home Care Council. The problem with it is it's one of these real innocuous-sounding things, and the way they're selling it to people, some of our staff have actually been approached to sign the signature and get this on the ballot, and they'll say that this is in order for elder people to be able to stay in their homes in order that are getting Medicaid money or Medicare money. That's 100% false. This proposal does nothing except lock in a continuing $30 million that is going to the SEIU. So right now, everybody will have the exact same rights. If this ballot proposal fails, they have the same rights they have now. People who are specially disabled stay in their home and are cared for often by relatives, and that'll continue, and that money will continue. But what it does is it stops money from being filtered to the SEIU, who unionized most of these people without them knowing about it.
Yeah, and I'm still amazed that that's legal and that someone was able to get away with that. I mean, I was amazed. I've been, I think, talking about this story since October when I started this show because I've been reading it with you guys for so long. Give me a little history now. The legislature has overruled this, correct?
Yeah, and honestly, the reason this is kind of legal is that it's just so confusing that nobody really realizes why it shouldn't be. Like you said, you know, you've been covering this. I remember talking to you about this last fall, and it's one of those things that it was going on for years. It was with the Granholm administration combining with her DHS and a private union, the SEIU, who was using the state to call home health care providers public employees merely because they were collecting Medicaid money. If you could consider anyone who got government money at all a public employee, that means you could consider a grocery store owner a public employee for getting food stamps or a doctor who collects Medicare. I'm sure all the doctors out there would appreciate having to give money to a public employee union merely because they collect Medicare money. So the scheme is so complicated that there's layers that, you know, even we're learning new things every day. So the legislature made it illegal for unions to mass unionize these people simply by just telling them all that we're holding a vote when most of them don't vote on it. The issue is really complicated, and basically the legislature ended it. Snyder signed it. Governor Snyder signed the bill to end it. And Attorney General Bill Schuette said, we're not going to continue enforcing this. And he filed his own lawsuit to end it. But the problem is that you had a judge who said that there's still a contract existing with the SEIU and that they have to honor the contract. Well, you know, we maintain that this contract is invalid because you cannot unionize a group of, you can't call people state employees just because they're getting government money. So we maintain that it was invalid and illegal from the very beginning. A judge so far has stayed that for a couple more months. So we're going to continue being on it. We have, we have some lawyers that are on it, and we're going to continue maintaining it. But in the meantime, the important thing is that this ballot initiative is out there so that the SEIU can continue keeping this scheme intact.
Right. Now, you are the content manager now for Michigan CapCon, correct?
I am, yep.
Okay, as well as being one of the best research associates there at Mackinac Center. So let me ask you a favor then. Come our November newspaper, you guys do a full page in our current newspaper every month. Can we get a full page explaining this fiasco to the public for maybe that October or November paper?
Because, yeah, absolutely. Actually, one of the new things that we're working on now that it's not up yet, but we're going to have up, is we're going to do something on all of the ballot proposals. Just, you know, we're going to link to any of our coverage on it, and we're going to give a description just in plain language of, you know, of what they are. So, you know, that would be really good, especially on this and some of the other more important of the ballot proposals. But that'd be a good thing to run, I would think.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I want to make sure that these do get covered. You are always welcome, sir, to call into this show any Sunday. And if you got something going on or when that website gets up or when you have that available, make sure you let us know. But I want to thank you again so much for everything that you guys do there at Michigan CAPCOM, because you really are keeping people informed. And for me, it's just getting people to your site to read the information that you're putting out there. It's absolutely awesome. I really appreciate that, and I think a lot of people do as well.
Well, we appreciate all your work, Gary, having us on and running the current edition, and I'm sure my wife appreciates you helping get me out for church on Sunday. So all the way around, it's a good
yeah.
deal.
And I miss church most Sundays now, too, because I just, by the time I'm done with the show and get home, I'm wiped out. So,
yeah.
Well, Jarrett, thank you so much. Say hi to everybody down there at Michigan Capital Confidential. And maybe in October or so, we can get a roundtable. I'd hate to get you guys all up and down here, but I'd love to have two or three of you come down for a little roundtable session here at the studio and maybe hit all those all those things. So talk it up with your guys, and hopefully we'll see you maybe in October.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jarrett. Take care. That was Jarrett Skorup, content manager for Michigan CAPCOM, one of my favorite sources of information out of Lansing, and research associate for Mackinac Center for Public Policy. So we've got, looks like, another call coming in, Derek. Robert from Saline. Is that line two, Derek? Yes, line two. Robert, good morning. Oh, looks like I lost him. Well, Robert, call back. It was one of those little fiascos with our phone line, but love to have you call back in, Robert. Let's move on at this point to something we talked about last week. We had the tragic shooting in Colorado at the movie theater. And, of course, it didn't take long for the anti-gunners to jump on the bandwagon and say, see, look, we need more gun control. We need more gun control. Well, we talked last week about Aurora, Colorado having extremely strict gun control laws. And we need to make sure that people understand what is going on with gun control. There are tons of laws already on the books, and they're not being enforced. We've got Robert back on line one. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Hey, your caller, the last caller there, where you were talking about the issue with the unions and collecting dues unknowingly. If the law states that you can basically take it from anybody who is collecting money from the government, why aren't they taking it out of the welfare checks?
Well, that's what I was just thinking as well as I was talking to Jared. It's like, really? So now you're going to unionize anybody on welfare and call them a union?
Well, just think how much money that union would make out of that, and where would the benefit be for the welfare recipient? All they'd be doing is getting less money.
Right. Now, I get some people call me a union basher sometimes, and I don't have problems with private unions. I mean, I think some of them have gone overboard. It's the public unions, for me, that I find distasteful. I don't know of a government employee who has been mistreated. If you're a government employee and you've been mistreated, call me. I want to know about it because I can't imagine. The benefits, the pensions, the pay for government employees now is just incredible. So, and I guess if you're going to consider that welfare person a government employee, well, I guess they may not be getting benefits, but they're certainly getting, or they may not be getting a pension, but they're certainly getting benefits of some sort, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is totally outrageous, Robert. I'm glad you called in and brought that to my attention because it went in and out of my mind like a fly in the room. So I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your phone call.
Okay, thank you.
So let's get back to the gun control. Let's hear Chuck Schumer now. He's been a rabid anti-gunner for a long time, and he admits something here that I think you should really hear. So let's go with track two, Derek.
What guns could be had, how many clips, who could have them, criminals, the mentally infirm, but rather that was just a smokescreen to get rid of guns, and there was enough evidence back in the 80s and 90s that people actually wanted to do that. And so if you look at the ads from the NRA and the groups even further over, the Gun Owners of America, their basic complaint is that the Chuck Schumers of the world want to take away your gun. Even if it's the hunting rifle your Uncle Willie gave you when you were 14. And I think it would be very important for those of us who are for gun control, some rational laws on guns, to make it clear once and for all that is not our goal. To make it clear that the belief is that the Second Amendment does matter, that there is a right to bear arms, just like there's a right to free speech and others. And if you're an average, normal American citizen, you have the right to bear arms.
Well, thank you, Chuckie Schumer. We do have the right to bear arms. And if you're limiting clips to no more than 10 rounds, that's fine and dandy. Maybe that is a rational thing. But you know what? Criminals don't pay attention to laws. And this is the whole problem with gun control to begin with. Normally, the people, this last issue, the guy was allegedly legally buying his guns, but it's already coming out that there's some mental issues here. A psychologist at the school, psychiatrist, got a letter from him. He was seeing a psychiatrist. You know, better enforce the law. I can guarantee you there's going to be more information come out on this guy that he had mental illness and nobody picked up on it. And my wife has said, we don't have a mental health system in this country. You're right. I remember back in the 70s when they started closing down institutions and they were moving people with mental problems into homes. What do they call it? Mainstreaming or mainlining people into the homes. Then the money went away for that. People who are mentally ill do not have a place to go. They hang out until they go off like this guy did. Is he mentally? I don't know. Maybe he's just a sick, sadistic person. But obviously there's some problems there that should have been identified, should have been picked up by either family or the school that he dropped out of or was kicked out of. We don't know the whole situation there yet. But criminals, people who do not, should not have guns, are never going to pay attention to more laws. They're not going to worry about whether they're 20-round clip because they're going to go buy it off the street. They're going to buy it from some guy downtown. They're going to buy it from a crack dealer, a drug dealer. Criminals do not obey laws. That's what they are. They're criminals. What makes you think that you're going to be able to control criminals with another law? Mr. Schumer, it doesn't work. But I am glad that you said we do have that right. So don't take us down the slippery slope of saying we're going to limit you to 10 rounds this year and maybe next year just 5 rounds. Or maybe you'll only be allowed to have a revolver. You'll have to plug up 5 of the 6 holes or something like that. And stay away from my guns. They don't hurt you. It's the crazy man or the criminal with the gun that hurts you. That guy had bomb-making equipment in his apartment. He could have walked in there with a bomb made from household detergents. He'll find a way. If somebody wants to hurt people, they're going to find a way to do it with a pipe, with a knife. It's not the tool. When are we going to understand that as a society? Now, oddly enough, this is something probably our two state senators, Levin and Stabenow, will vote for. I hope they don't. What you should probably do is get on the horn this week and begin phone calling our state senators and tell them to stay away from this amendment to the cybersecurity bill. And that's the other thing about it. It's sneaky. Instead of just coming out and putting a gun control law together, they're sneaking it into the cybersecurity bill, which is another outrage, something our politicians seem to do on a regular basis. Another piece of news this week. We talked a lot. Nope, we're going to pick this up after the break. We'll talk a little bit about the Chinese buying Canadian oil instead of us when we come back. See you on the other side.
People are always
always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Mitt Romney in Israel today, the presumptive GOP presidential nominee, telling President Shimon Peres and other officials about U.S. concerns over Iran developing nuclear capabilities.
The threat it would pose to Israel, to the region, and to the world is incomparable and unacceptable.
Protesters continue to picket outside several Chick-fil-A restaurants around the country.
All of this a result of the company's president, Dan Cathy, saying he believes in the biblical definition of marriage, equating same-sex marriage to shaking fists at God. But the comment is also helping sell chicken sandwiches. Christian groups defending Cathy's comments and organized the National Support Chick-fil-A Day on Wednesday.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. A missing 12-year-old Arkansas girl has been found alive along with a man suspected of abducting her and killing her and his adoptive parents. Antonia Whitlow in custody. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Yankee Air Museum Yankee Gala 2012 will celebrate the B-17 Flying Fortress's contribution to history Saturday, November 10th, and will honor Yankee Award for Valor 2012 recipient Norm Ellickson, the B-17 Yankee Lady Crew Chief. Tickets are $150 per person or $275 per couple if purchased before September 1st. There'll be cocktails, a dinner, and silent auction. It'll be at the Yankee Air Museum Collections and Exhibit Building, 47884 D Street in Belleville. To learn more, visit yankeeairmuseum.org or email gala@yankeeairmuseum.org. Again, that's the Yankee Air Museum's Yankee Gala 2012, Saturday, November 10th. The Sunday Artisan Market at 315 Detroit Street in Ann Arbor is open every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. April through December. For more information, call 734-913-9622 or visit www.sundayartisanmarket.org. The Detroit Institute of Arts is one of the premier art museums in the United States. It's home to more than 60,000 works that comprise a multicultural survey of human creativity from ancient times through the 21st century. From the first Van Gogh painting to enter a museum, to Diego Rivera's world-renowned Detroit industry murals, the DIA's collection is known for its quality, range, and depth. For more information, call 313-833-7900 or visit www.diaarts.org.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Yo, Daddy-O, Theron inviting you to hang out with me as we strap on a Level 7 musical buzz with the finest, finest, finest radio to be had in all the land. It is the Bone Conduction Music Show. Join me for the wig-singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. Let's start out real quick with our sponsor this half hour is The Current Newspaper. That's COURANT, currentonline.com. August edition should be out in your mailboxes beginning of the week here, and I'm hoping to get it up online, barring any technological problems, today maybe. So keep checking the website. Hopefully it'll be up sooner rather than later. We now deliver to 30,000 homes and drop off another 5,000. If you want to grow your business, grow it with The Current like we have grown. In 5 years' time, we went from a 5,000 circulation to 35,000 circulation. We cover from Pinckney, Village of Pinckney, to South Lyon, and from Brighton down to Ann Arbor Township. And it's a great way to get your print media advertising budget used up. Spend it with us and reach a lot of people. Unlike daily newspapers, the Current sits on people's kitchen counters for sometimes the whole month. It's got a calendar in it, and it's a great way to really advertise your business. So currentonline.com, you can get the information there. Or you can call Sam at 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. The prices for advertising are very reasonable, and it really is just a fantastic paper to put your advertising into. So currentonline.com. Now, we've got a lot of news to try and run through here, so we're going to start with this one. We talked about when the Keystone Pipeline got denied by the Obama administration that that oil would instead coming to us in our southern refineries, it would go to China. Well, go figure. China's state-owned oil company has made a multi-billion-dollar bid for Canadian company with interest in Canada's oil sands. Do we really want to be buying our oil back from China instead of Canada? Senator John Hoeven asked as he reacted to the news. They launched a $15.1 billion takeover bid. So this is not one of these things, hey, would I'd like to invest? They're trying to do a takeover for Canada's Nexen Inc., a company with operations also in the Gulf of Mexico. The answer would be no, but it may happen thanks to the Obama administration's indifference to developing resources here at home and in Canada and denying the Keystone XL pipeline. Mitch McConnell also joined Hoeven as they unveiled a package of energy proposals that would allow for more drilling on government-owned land, reduce regulations, streamline drilling permits, and approve the Keystone XL. This is one more reason not to vote for Obama. I mean, this is we don't have to be dependent on anybody in the world for oil. The North American continent has more oil than anybody. Anybody. There's no reason for us to be paying Saudi Arabia or Iran or Venezuela or anybody else for oil. We've got it right here. We can do it here. CNOOC is the Chinese state-owned Chinese company. They made another $6 billion in smaller acquisitions in recent years. It hooked up with Chesapeake Energy for a joint venture in the Eagle Ford Shale Formation in Texas, Norway's Statoil in the Gulf of Mexico, which is an area where Obama put those draconian restrictions on U.S. drilling. So he's restricting our people from doing it. But if you've got foreign interests, more than 51%, you can get in there and do all kinds of things. This is outrageous. I mean, people should be just fed up with paying. If you haven't noticed, they said gas was going to go down this summer. It never really did. $3.50, I think, was the lowest I paid anywhere. It's already come up by where I live back to $3.75. It's going to probably be four by election time. You know what happens. This is one of those decisions that you have to look at, because when you vote for somebody in the fall, you have to vote for somebody that's going to stop the nonsense and let us drill here at home and start doing oil production. People will say, it takes 10 years to do that. Well, yeah, 10 years ago, Clinton didn't want to do it. We'd be fine now if we had started 10 years ago. We can do it. We can do it fast, but we need to do it. And the only way to do that is to get the right people into office. And that's not Barack Hussein Obama. Let's take a look at the Chick-fil-A situation. You heard that on the news. CEO Dan Cathy and his father made some statements that they supported natural marriage, not gay marriage. And as the last time I checked, it's perfectly okay to have that opinion. You know, people may disagree with you, but this is America and you're allowed to have that. So they're being protested by tons of private people. And you know what? That's fine as well. You have the right in this country to boycott, protest, do whatever you want. But you're not supposed to do it when you're a government employee. There's a whole bunch of mayors now who are jumping on this Chick-fil-A bandwagon. And now they're denying permits to build Chick-fil-A's. They're threatening the Chick-fil-A's with closure and some other things. And it's an absolute outrage. Now, legally, they can't do this, and so the lawyers are all over it. But Dan Cathy's got the ability to have his own opinion. If you don't like his opinion, that's fine. But what makes it hypocritical is the fact that, who's one? Tom Menino, I think he's the mayor of Boston. would grant permits to a group that accounted its among its leaders an imam. And what happened was about 10 years ago, they gave a plot of land to a mosque in Boston, and it was valued at $1.8 million, but they gave it away for next to nothing. And it came to find out that one of the people who supported this was on one of their advisory boards, was Yusuf al-Qaradawi. I'm hoping I pronounced that right. And he's one of the spiritual guides of that mosque. Now, at the same time he did this, this guy was saying something that, was also anti-homosexual. According to him, a homosexual should be given the same punishment as any sexual pervert. We should throw them from a high place like God did with the people of Sodom. Some say we should burn him. In 2003, Qaradawi is alleged to have stated on Islam Online that the punishment of homosexuality is the death penalty. So where's the hypocrisy? Or that is hypocrisy. How can you blame Chick-fil-A for that guy saying, you know what, I just don't agree with gay marriage. I support natural marriage. He's not saying kill anybody. At the same time, you support an Islamic group that wants to punish homosexuals with death. What kind of an idiot makes that decision? How hypocritical is that? Once again, the left shows their ultimate stupidity, the ultimate in hypocrisy, by bagging on Chick-fil-A, probably because he gives money to Romney. He's a GOP guy. He's a conservative. We can't give him a break. He's not allowed to have an opinion. But we can give a multi-million-dollar piece of property away for next to nothing to an Islamic group that says homosexuals shouldn't even exist. They should be put to death. How outrageous is that? That gets my blood up just thinking about it. That was an article by Michael Graham in the Boston Herald. So let's move on to something a little more positive. There was a congressman, Rep. Kelly, out of Pennsylvania's 3rd District, who spoke this week in Congress. Let's go with track one, Derek. This is Rep. Mike Kelly talking about the big boot of government.
Don, tell me about the new regulations. He said, well, Mike, if you take a look at it, there's 1,100 pages now that are the definition of whether you're a qualified borrower or not. I said, it only took 1,100 pages for the government to determine what the definition is of a qualified borrower. Are you kidding me? Do you mean to sit here and say that you are serious? We renovated a ballpark in my hometown. A guy named Tom Bernatowski, veteran. Took us a couple $1 million to renovate our ballpark. The day we were going to open up, I got a call at the dealership and said, Mike, would you come down? I said, why? What's going on? He said, we're having trouble with the occupancy permit. So I went down to see. I said, so what's the problem? He said, well, here, come in the men's room. Let me show you what the problem is. I said, we have 1,500 people who want to come see the opening ball game. They said, yeah, but we've got a major problem. You see, the mirrors in the restroom are 1/4 inch too low. Oh, so you can't possibly open that ballpark. So you want to know the price of regulation? You want to talk about the thousands and thousands of pages that we put on the backs of the job creators? You want to talk about creating jobs in America? When you want to see a nation that doesn't want to participate but wants to dominate in the world market, then let them rise. Take the heavy boot off the throat of America's job creators and let them breathe. Jobs we are talking about are not red jobs or blue jobs. They are red, white, and blue jobs. They are not Democrat jobs or Republican jobs or independent jobs or libertarian jobs. They are American jobs. If you want this country to thrive and not just survive, then please start playing the game by the rules and stop this ridiculous mockery of what it is that we do here in this town. We are so out of touch with the American people. And you know what all this does? It adds layer after layer after layer of cost. And that cost is ultimately paid for by the American consumer.
You know, I might have to send $20 to this guy's campaign. That's Representative Mike Kelly, Pennsylvania, 3rd District. That's the kind of guy. He came in with the Tea Party people. He was one of those group that came in 2010. And That's what we need. That's what every one of our congressmen should be saying. Take the boot off the neck of American businesses. You want to compromise? Throw those regulations out. Maybe then we can afford to pay a little more tax. I don't think so, but maybe. It's a good start. 1,100 pages to define who is a qualified borrower for a home? 1,100 pages. Only the government could be so ignorant, so stupid. That's crazy. And that's the kind of stuff that needs to go away. Maybe it's time to stop electing lawyers to Congress, to elected positions. Because I can't think of anyone else who would want to put more words to define who is a qualified borrower. You either make enough money to pay the payments or you don't. How do you take 1,100 pages of legislation to describe that? Thank you very much, Mr. Kelly, Representative Kelly. I don't know if you're getting thanks at home, but I'm thanking you for standing up and saying that. I would hope our congressmen would do the same. That's something we need to do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to rush through some more information here. We'll see you on the other side.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theyrone X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake, conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton, with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, brought to you by the Vincent Law Firm. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Thank you, forefathers, and thank you, Vincent Law Firm, for supporting that Bill of Rights and that document 24/7. The Vincent Law Firm, located at 302 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Contact the Vincent Law Firm at 734-487-4970 or visit the Vincent Law Firm on the web at vincentlegalservices.com.
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Trenton, New Jersey to Monterey, California, Toledo to Ishpeming, Wham! Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. whamradio.com. When you start your day, you want the latest information, news from around the world, and close to home. Wake up with an hour of Jim Bohannon's America in the Morning, 5 a.m. to 6. From 6 to 9 a.m., Wham! Brings you intelligent, conservative discussions that won't give you a headache. It's Bill Bennett's Morning in America, 9 to noon. You don't want to miss Glenn Beck, one of the most entertaining talk shows in America today. At noon, Laura Ingraham rips the left to shreds. She tells it like she sees it and doesn't hold back. Followed at 3 p.m. by Theron X and On the Edge. On the Edge. Don't let yourself be a boiling frog. Get informed with Theron. 6 p.m. to 9, it's The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. With Dennis Miller, 9 to 11. Overnight, experience the supernatural with Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie will keep you alert all night long. We're Wham! Wham. Talk 1600.
It's the pledge American students recite every morning. Now, this pledge means something greater, especially for the young men of this country. By law, men have a civic duty to register with Selective Service when they turn 18. So if you're a young man, do your part to keep America strong. Register with Selective Service. Register online at www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at the post office.
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Windsor to Grand Rapids, Miami to Alpena, wherever you may be, Wham! Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. whamradio.com. You're Catching the Drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. So, the U.S. Senate, Democrats, of course, democratically controlled Senate, passed a tax plan, Obama's tax plan, this week. Anyone making over $250,000 will have to pay more. They're trying to say that middle class is only people under $250,000. Well, most small businesses are probably above that $250,000 range. So it's not a very good thing to penalize people over, especially in this kind time of the economy. I mean, all things are pointing to a double-dip recession here. I don't even know if it's double anymore. It seems like it's been non-ending for the last 10 years. But you can thank your good senators, Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin, for jumping on this bandwagon again. Debbie's never met a tax hike she didn't like. She stood with behind President Obama one more time as they voted for this tax plan. Now, that's about 150 times during her career in Washington that she's done this. 150 times she's voted for taxes. How long, state of Michigan, are you going to put up with Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin doing everything to make sure things don't get any better? It's crazy how we keep doing the same thing over and over again. We think U.S. Senators who are Democrats from the state of Michigan are going to do something to help us. You shouldn't care if you're a union man or a non-union man. Debbie Stabenow is not helping you. Don't vote for her, please. I'm begging you. This woman is a train wreck. And she's taking our train right down the tracks and off the cliff. President Obama was pushing that. We're going to go with track four, Derek, and listen to our good leader talk about his tax plan and how he wants to blame other people.
We're still paying for trillions of dollars of tax cuts that benefited the wealthiest Americans more than anyone else. Tax cuts that didn't lead to the middle-class jobs or higher wages we were promised, and that helped take us from record surpluses to record deficits.
You know, I'm always amazed when someone says, we have to pay for tax cuts. How do you pay for a tax cut? That's our money, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. That's my money. You're now telling me that it's your money, and if you don't take it from me, somebody has to pay for it? Tax cuts aren't paid for. Spending is paid for. There's no cost to not taking my money. Just don't take it. Don't spend what you don't have. What kind of sense does that make, spending trillions on tax cuts? I mean, we're not spending trillions. We're just not taking the money. You shouldn't be paying for things that you don't have. You shouldn't have to rely on money you have not yet taken from me. That is outrageous. This man needs to go away, and he needs to go away fast. Make sure you don't vote for Barack Obama in less than 100 days now, right, Derek? 100 days, I think, was the other day, Friday maybe. I'm excited. You can feel it in my voice. I'm getting excited, aren't I? This man needs to be de-elected as quickly as possible to stop this country from going off a cliff. When you're borrowing 41 cents of every dollar you spend, there's something wrong with it. How long can you do that at home? I can't do that at home. Trillions. We have to pay trillions. And then, of course, the divider-in-chief has to look at it and blame the rich people. You know, being a millionaire is not rich anymore. Have you seen the house, price of houses, of cars, of running a business? Obamacare, do you know what that's going to do to a small business owner's bottom line? Most of them are just going to say, I can't afford it anymore, and you're going to go on the Obama plan. So you're not going to be able to keep that doctor in that plan that you wanted anyways. You can thank Obamacare for that. Mr. Obama's signature legislation that he got passed. How come he's not running on that? Why isn't he running on Obamacare? Look what I did. Instead, he's beating up Bain, Romney, with Bain stuff. Being an ultimate hypocrite there, too, as we talked about last week. There was a nice article by David Harsanyi. We don't pay for tax cuts, Mr. President. We pay for spending them. Is there a fairness factory out there somewhere producing jobs? If not, many questions remain about Barack Obama's obsession with ending the Bush-era tax cuts. Namely, how it would help. How would it help propel the economic growth? Let's concede for the sake of argument that federal tax receipts wouldn't plummet after the institution of a tax hike on hiring. And that's just basic common sense. People are going to change their behaviors when you change the rules they operate under. In July of 2007, Senator Barack stated that Bush tax cuts, people didn't need them and weren't even asking for them. They ought to be relaxed so we can pay for universal health care and other initiatives. So why are you giving Bush tax cuts to people under $250,000? If they don't do anything, why are you giving them at all? Why flip-flop on it? What would this tax cut do, or this plan of Obama's do? Excuse me. It would generate very little tax revenue under this Buffett rule. A bill designed to enact President Obama's tax plan would rake in just $31 billion over the next 11 years. So that's like $3 billion a year. Do you know how much this federal government spends a day? It spends $10 billion a day. And this tax scheme of Barack Obama's will just generate $3 billion a year. A year. We spend $10 billion a day. He wants to save, he wants to bring in revenue of $3 billion a year to offset. That's the point the liberals don't seem to get. They don't want you to get it either. You can't tax your way out of this. There's no way to tax your way out of this. $3 billion a year is all that will bring in. We spend that in 8 hours at the federal government. So what good? Why are we wasting our time talking about taxing the rich? It doesn't do anything. Eating the rich. We're going to go with what we can in the time we have left. This is a video I've had on the website before. This is Bill Whittle talking about how we can't spend our way out of this. Let's go ahead and run with the time we have left, Derek. I want you to go to the website and look at this. I'll put it back up for you.
And noted gearhead, hot rodder, statistical expert, and super genius, that would be my friend Iowa Hawk, took a few minutes out of a busy day of gapping spark plugs and did some basic research and tried to figure out how to actually pay for the $3.7 trillion that Barack Obama and the Congress plan to spend in 2011. That's $10 billion a day, folks. Now, witness the firepower of this fully armed and operational Iowa Hawk. We've got a year to pay for. Let's start at 12:01 a.m. January 1st. Look, the only thing more evil than a rich person in the eyes of leftists is a rich corporation. Let's take the two most evil of them all, ExxonMobil and Walmart. Forget high taxes. Let's just take every penny of their combined 2010 global profits. That's $34 billion. Spending all of their money gets us from midnight on January 1st until 9:52 a.m. on January 4th. Okay.
Okay, so there you go. Taking all that evil money from those two companies buys you 3 days. Very nice. Until next week, we will stay informed, go to Daily Drift, read what you need to be reading, and inform yourself. See you next week.